we might.
Hundreds of tiny Legos. That's what 8th grader Malcolm Fry is sifting through to help create a forklift system for his team's robot.
Nope, it's not that. It's got to be one shape.
Fry is joined by two other 8th graders in the search. They look through several boxes on top of classroom desks. In the mix are traditional block-shaped Legos and bionic ones made for specific functions. They're the tricky pieces.
They're like the special-looking ones.
That's Kate Beyer.
I have some sets that have these long pieces, except I get confused all the time.
Problem solving is what the Robotics Club is about. The three students carry potential Lego pieces to a nearby table the size of a ping pong table that's covered with images of outer space. Space is the theme of this year's robotics competition that the students are working on. Several Lego structures are set up in different areas of the table. Each one is a mission challenge for the robot. There are 15 in all, and the goal of the season is for the robot to do as many as possible. The missions represent tasks that astronauts might be doing in space. To get their robot to accomplish the missions, the students build what are called add-ons to the robot. Again, Malcolm Fry.
Like, the one I'm building right now is meant to do, it's meant to do a lot of tasks on this board. Like, it can push these out, it can push this up and move these onto it, it can...
Beyer says they control the robot add-ons through a laptop computer.
We tell the computer to make this certain motor or certain wheel move a certain amount so then it can go as far as it needs to. So then it can help out with the mission. And we have to put a whole lot of codes together just to finish one mission.
They have to adapt the robot that they build to actually run maneuvers.
Cindy Fry is the robotics coach and Malcolm's mom.
They actually have to pick up the pods and set them on the ramp. They have to put part of the shuttle together. They have to move an astronaut and do a little moonwalk with him and then put him back into the capsule.
Do you know how to do all this stuff at home?
No, I don't know how to do any of this. My job is just to be here to support, to help them facilitate communication, to give them a place and a time to do this. But my job as coach is just to provide them the opportunity.
Petersburg has three teams of three in the 7th and 8th grade. Each team is trying to figure out how to program the robot for 5 of the 15 missions. On December 8th, they will all come together to compete in Juno to see how many missions they can complete in a certain amount of time.
All right, now, how do you think we should position this? To here or to here?
Yeah, to these that have stabilized the thing. But we can't get in the way.
Enrique Lyons is in his second year on the robotics team. Last year, he built an arm for the robot, which he says helped with missions.
I think it's fun to program the robot and build to it. It takes quite a while, but it works out later in the actual challenge.
Working with the robot is only one-third of the competition. The teams must also come up with a problem found in space that they could potentially resolve. And thirdly, they will be judged on their knowledge of the competition's core values, which include collaboration and teamwork. It's the third year for Petersburg to participate. Last year, the team took 14th place. Petersburg's 6th graders also have two robotics teams with 11 participants. They will be competing against other schools through a virtual tournament since they are too young to travel. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.